It's 102.9 The Hog, Joe Born and Mitch. We're with the Vilter Manufacturing's Employee Appreciation Party going on here at Grant Park in South Milwaukee. And very excited and very gracious to welcome Jen Ledger, drummer for the band Skillet, to the program. Thanks for coming out to this picnic park.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're not terrified of spiders as much as Joe is.
So terrified of spiders.
Look at that.
I'm literally not thinking about it. I'm trying not to itch my arms. I'm freaking out.
Jen and I will be holding hands by the end of this, trying
Seriously?
To comfort each other because I'm in the same boat as she
I'm
is.
I'm sorry.
Right now,
if one lands on me, I'm running.
You're done. I'm right with you.
Interview's over. Yep. Joe may run out of here too. So
done. Yeah.
Maybe the one time that Joe could run beat you in a race too out of here with a spider.
I don't know about that.
Man.
Yeah. Spider. That's just not
he
even
wants
nice.
Me to go. He doesn't want
Mitch
me.
Mitch just touched her on the shoulder to, oh my gosh.
Well, she just got here too, Mitch.
Sorry, just got here.
Now, she is used to the Wisconsin wildlife, though, because you've lived here now for how long?
12 years.
12 years.
Yeah,
here.
Absolutely.
Why did you pick Milwaukee as kind of your base or this area?
Yeah, you know what? It's just the craziest story of why I'm here. I came over when I was 16 years old to do basically a Bible music school.
It was okay.
A 10-month program. Yeah. I thought I'd go home and be a hairdresser after that, and that was my goal in life. So, I came. I did this school, and then Skillet was holding auditions, and they asked me to try out. And the funny thing is I'd actually quit the drums because I'd become so nervous and so, like, I hate performing in front of people, you know. I was
right.
a teenager, so
right.
all those insecurities were running high. And so I said no when they asked me to audition.
Oh, my goodness. That's
and
great.
Then, but after praying about it, talking to my parents, talking to my brother, who was a drummer, we were like, we've got to go for this. So yeah. I tried out for Skillet at age 17. And then I got into the band. I just turned 18 years old for my first ever show, and it was an arena tour called Winter Jam.
Yep.
And we were playing for 16,000 people. So I went from getting nervous playing for 200 people at church on a Sunday to all of a sudden I'm playing with pyro and I'm playing in these arenas, and it was such a terrifying journey, but here I am 10 years later.
That's
hanging
so
out
awesome.
With you guys.
No,
and
it's great.
It's like winning the lottery at 18, becoming the drummer of Skillet.
Absolutely.
And then you're this huge thing already at a young
honestly,
age.
Honestly, it's so crazy. And yeah. and to think that, you know, my own insecurity would have stopped me from trying out, and, you know, my goal was to be a hairdresser, and I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't get too afraid and I went for it, and here I am now.
All the Bible schools in the world you could go to. You end up Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and honestly, it's like band. There's like 16 people. 16 people on that school. It
really?
Is tiny.
Wow. So is it pretty selective or pretty hard to get into? Is that
it's
why
just,
you chose it? Or?
No, it's just actually like my older brother had done it because he got offered a scholarship to come. They really needed drummers. My older brother came.
Okay.
He came back to England. And then a few years later, my mom was like, this would be really good for you. Go like grow up a bit. Go be away for a year. Come back again and live with us. You know, that was the goal.
Yeah.
But then I never came back.
Right.
So that was it.
And it's interesting because my 21, he'll be 22-year-old son is right now, this moment, he just flew out Monday. He's studying opera performance in Italy right now.
Wow.
And we said the same thing to him. Look, if you can do it and hook on with some international opera group, because he's taking master classes, he'll be performing in Italian in Italy at the end of this summer doing
Incredible.
A Mozart opera, he might never come back. You know, you never know when life is going to take that turn and give you the opportunity.
Oh.
And you know what I mean?
I'm
so,
living proof of that.
And you're living proof
you
of that.
You might never see your son again.
Right. Which is fine. You know, he's got Facebook. He can still post and text me every once in a while.
FaceTime's changed everything.
It has.
You know,
it really has.
All my family's back in England, and all my siblings now have had children, and I'm like the auntie in a whole nother country, but thankfully FaceTime makes everything a little bit sweeter.
Yep. Jen, are you a soccer fan at all?
I am.
Were you crushed when Croatia beat England? You were?
It's.
Because Born is, I'm just going to say it. I don't want to spoil
it out.
Anything.
I know. We had to get it
He's
out there.
He's Croatian, and on the program,
people can't hear this, but I'm staring at
him
in an evil
glared
way.
At you just now like
For radio
you would
listeners,
not believe.
He's getting a glare.
Yeah.
On the
it's
program,
a good one.
My knee's kind of shaking now. I'm kind of nervous.
He's more scared of me than the spiders.
So, wait a minute. Now I got it, Mitch. Because he showed, this is no lie, he showed up at the broadcast today wearing a Croatia team shirt. And he changed it before you showed up. Did you change
it
because she was coming?
I respect that.
No, actually, it's. I kind of wish I was still wearing it. It was like I wanted to wear it tonight, and I was sweating a little bit too much, and I go, I don't care about this shirt. I'll sweat through this shirt.
I'm just going to talk. This is how I'm going to sit.
I love it. I kind of wish I would have had it on.
She has her back.
I'm going to grab it from the car, Jen. I'll show you in a little bit.
So what we did was, and Borna, this was his call, we played no English bands 2 days ago during the match. No English bands, no anybody that had any English descent couldn't be a caller on our program.
No, why are you telling her that?
I'm because
it's
she like, needs...
She's trying to make me even more unwelcome with the spider.
With the spider? What are you trying to drive her off the radio station?
What
I'm trying to say is I love the English accent, and I love English women, and I would like to ask you... Later, what are you doing later? Because we're because I have a place on Okachi Lake, and we're taking a boat ride tonight. We're going to just take a little slow ride. Borna will be. We'll make him sit in the back of the boat. But you're welcome to join us.
Well, thank you. You know what? I would have until you said all this stuff about Croatia
good for
and you,
you
tickled
Jen.
Me on my arm.
All right, then Borna, stay at home.
So
it'll just
just that quickly.
Very unwelcomed here.
That quickly it changes.
Well, and for the record, every female artist that we have on the program, Mitch asks out on a date. Just so you understand.
So I'm really special.
Yeah, really special. I'm just trying to give you the lay of the land.
You have the best accent and the best hair. That
I'll say that to all of them.
No, not all of them.
Dorothy just turned him down. Last week. No, actually, she took a walk with him. Yeah,
she accepted his date.
Couldn't believe that.
Impressed.
I bought her some earrings, and she hung out with me.
Where are my earrings?
Yeah, are her earrings?
You know,
absolutely.
Blown it way too many times.
You're only going to end up liking Joe at the end of this thing, and that's it. Maybe
because we hate spiders together.
Ground. Yeah.
Exactly right.
We're on it, me and you, same
that's
page.
That's right, absolutely.
We'll have more with Jen next. Ledger is the new EP, your first ever solo.
We want to hear all about it.
We're going to talk about that next. Let's play a song from it called Not Dead Yet here on 102.9 The Hog. That's a new rock from Ledger, Not Dead Yet, on 102.9 The Hog. And we're joined by Jen Ledger of Ledger and of Skillet.
And of Skillet.
Who's still here, even though Croatia beat England in the World Cup. I just had to say it one more time.
Yeah, one more thing.
You can't be pulling for France, though. Are you pulling for us in the final?
She doesn't care.
I feel mixed up. Honestly, I don't care now.
That's
not true. Maybe I root for Croatia just because of the special story behind the fact that it's their first time in the final. I do think that's awesome.
I'm going to try to convince you before you're out of
here. But it's hard to root for the team that knocked your team out.
Exactly.
You know?
I get it.
If they hadn't have beat England, then I'd totally be clearly rooting for them. But because they took my team out, I am struggling. I'm struggling to get there, that's all.
Totally.
Who's your Premier League team?
Oh, I don't have one.
I'm
pretty much only involved when it gets to the World Cup. I love how the whole world... It's hard not to just get captivated by the whole thing. But I don't keep up to date with the rest of it, honestly. I'm from Coventry, and we don't have one of the strongest teams in the world. It's kind of one of the bottom few.
Yeah.
I'll drop out here. I'm good.
Right. Yeah. I love the way you say bottom. Say bottom again.
Bottom.
Man. You know what I'll do? I'll change it up. I'll buy you a tattoo. If you hang with me tonight, you can trust me. I got a really good tattoo artist.
Was it going to be like a spider?
You pick it
Croatia.
Up.
Croatia on my
arm. Croatia spider.
I'm good. You can keep your tattoos.
That's awesome.
Man, so, I don't know what else I got.
I want to. You got
nothing. He bought another artist earrings. I'm just saying. This is you know.
Very true. You were talking about how when you were facing the audition for Skillet and you were nervous about performing.
Oh, yeah.
And now, clearly, years later, that's a whole different ball game. Talk about doing your first ever own solo project.
Yes.
That's got to be a little nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this thing's been 6 years in the making.
Yeah.
I've been working towards this for so long, but getting the right timing, I was brand new to writing, so, you know, getting it actually honed in on what the identity of this project's going to be took a long time.
Yep.
But when it came to it, we launched the project in April. I did my first ever tour. It was all at the same time. Tour started, my EP came out. We'd only just announced to the fans that I was even doing a side project.
Right.
So it was the buzz was just high. And then stepping out from behind the drums, I think I just thought, I've been touring with Skillet for 10 years now. This won't be too new for me.
Right.
But all of a sudden, standing out there, these songs that have been with me for years are out there, and this is me from the depths of my heart, the depths of my soul. There's no John Cooper
totally
in front of me.
Right? Yeah.
My knees were knocking. I was like all of a sudden aware of my limbs. I didn't know what to do with my arms and legs. I was like, oh, this is, what have I done? This is the biggest mistake of my life. But then after like the third show or so, I started to like, I think I just needed to get over the initial shock of how different it feels not to have my drums in front of me.
Sure. It's like a safety net in around. Yeah.
It's so safe. And you know, I'm there. I can rock out. The pressure's not on me to entertain in between the songs. Yep. I've got like the best front man in the world carrying everything. So it was a shock. But man, by the end of tour, it was just so fulfilling when you've been working on something for that long. And it's finally out there and the fans are responding and you're... It felt kind of like a dream all at the same time after the initial, that was terrifying.
Yeah. We talked to Jonathan Davis of the band Korn back at the beginning of this year. Bourne and I hung with him a little bit out in Vegas. Mm. And his solo project hadn't been released yet, but it was coming out.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the fact that this was a decade in the making.
Well,
you know, he had been working on these songs and writing, and it was so personal to him. Yes. And he loved Korn and everything that he's done with that. But this was different.
Absolutely.
It feels like that, right? That's with yours as well.
100%. It's like the safety net's removed, and not only that, you've had this journey of 6 years of ups and downs that no one else has been on with you, and all of a sudden they're on the journey with you, and they're seeing what you've been through what you've written, and it's just like it's vulnerable, and it's shocking how you feel more like if they don't like this song, it feels more like you don't like me. However, when you're playing the drums and I'm behind, you know, there isn't such a feeling of rejection. If it, you know, it doesn't feel so much like you.
Yep.
And then not only that, it was stretching because I'm used to playing in Skillet where everyone already knows the music. You come out, the crowd is standing. But that first night I played a show, the EP wasn't even out yet.
Right. They didn't know any of the music.
They don't know anything. And, right. I'm like, oh my gosh. If I tell them to stand up, will they stand up? I'm so scared, you know?
Right,
and they
right.
did, and it was awesome. But learning to be a front person and actually get the crowd engaged, like, I've just never had to do it. And it was actually awesome and super exciting to see them connect. And so it's on you as the front person to make the show entertaining and to make them comfortable. And I was learning as I went. And thankfully, I've got, like, one of the best front men in the world to learn from.
Sure.
And so I was kind of like, just give me advice and I'll learn from the best. And he's so good at that. So I'm trying to, like, make sure I can do the same thing and leave the fans with an awesome experience at the end of the show.
Well, I'm excited for you. Because I felt that with Jonathan as well when we were out there.
Absolutely.
You could tell this was like his baby that he just was so excited. He was scared to death, but so excited to get out there. You can see that in you as well.
It's nice for you to voice what I'm feeling.
Yeah, no,
I'm like, there we go. I didn't even need to be here. You could tell everyone how I felt.
Oh, no.
It's so
We'd
like
much
right
rather
on the
have
money.
You here.
Right
yeah.
on the money.
That's
yeah.
great stuff.
Jen, can I ask you a couple of things? Can you teach me some English terms?
Yeah, what do you want to know?
Oh, I want to know guys that are kind of... Do you know what a dork is?
Yeah, yeah.
What a doorknob in the States. If you're a dork, you're sort of a goon.
A dork, yeah.
That means weird, nerdy kind of...
Oh, yeah.
So what's the English term for a dork?
We call you a geek.
So that geek, and that's
you're
here,
such a
too.
Geek, yeah.
And then what if you're a cool guy? What if you're like someone that is a good-looking, a guy that... You know, it catches your eye and you go, oh, there's something about
him.
You'd
be like, he's well fit.
Well fit?
Yeah. Like the word fit. Like in America, it just means you are healthy and muscular. But in England, it means you're very attractive.
You're put together and you're wearing cool stuff or whatever.
It means like you're hot.
There you go.
So fit is hot.
But if you say well fit or proper fit. And that means
you're
really,
something.
Really hot.
You're something else.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Mitch. None of us on this program will ever hear that phrase directed at us when we go over to England. So it's okay.
Well, I mean, need a translation here.
I'm trying to get you to call him fit.
Yes, I think so.
No,
so
that's what he's doing. I was wondering where I fit in, and now I properly know where I fit in.
You're the guy that has offended me, made me feel like there's a spider on my shoulder. Told me about the Croatia game, reminded me of my losses, told me you bought someone else earrings, so I'd say you fall in the somewhere down here.
Hey, Mitch, let me be clear. She is now my new best friend, just for the record, here on the program.
All right, if she wants a geek, she's got a geek.
That's right.
You know what it sounds now.
Jen, we can't thank you enough for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure talking to you,
and best of luck to you. And come see us anytime you want. We're neighbors, right?
We're neighbors. I'll be here. Absolutely. Next time, come how by. About we'll get rid of the spiders next
yes.
time?
Yes, spider-free zone next time,
I would love that, if we can.
Okay, sounds good. It's Jen Ledger, drummer of Skillet Ledger, the new EP. Check it out. It's out now. It's 102.9 The Hog.